Blog Talk Radio.
Yep.
You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network.
It is the E-Man After Show. Welcome back to another Sunday night over here on We Talk Radio Network and Southern Soul Artists Around the Globe Network. Man, the Super Bowl has been set. The 49ers and the Kansas City Chiefs. Listen, I'm going to play a song. And guys, we'll be right back with more of the E-Man After Show right after this. Come on, Maxwell. Hey, welcome everybody.
You're the highest of the high,
mm-hmm,
baby.
If you
I'm Fred Bell with the Encouragement for Your Soul. You're listening to the E-Man After Show here on We Talk Radio Network.
Oh, yes. It is We Talk Radio Network. I'm E-Man.
I am Mindy.
And we're back in the building. Hello, man. I can barely hear you.
All right. Happy Sunday, everyone.
We're back in the building for another great episode over here on We Talk Radio Network and Southern Soul Artists Around the Globe Network. Man, well, the Super Bowl is this. Man, we just got through watching some crazy games on today. Shout out to all of you that's coming in on the phone lines on tonight, coming in on the network on tonight. The time ticker is beginning to go off. I want to appreciate each and every one of you that join us each and every Sunday. My little chocolate chip, she's in the building. Hello, guys. What's the dealio? Hey.
Well, hello. Listen, I've already greeted everyone.
Well, man, huh?
No.
What's wrong with you over there? What are you drinking over there already?
A Tahitian treat. Listen, all is caffeine.
But Lord have mercy. Well, we want to appreciate all of you guys that's joining us by the phone line. Listen, you can call in tonight at 563-999-3533 for the E-Man After Show. Call somebody up and tell them we're on the air.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're on Southern Soul. Or listen, you guys want to check us out over there on Southern Soul, all you got to do is go to www.southernsoulartistsaroundtheglobe. That's all in one word, radio.com. You'll see an E-Man emblem there. Just click on live and you're able to listen to us over on that side.
Right.
I want to appreciate all of you. Well, hello. We Talk Radio Network, man. This is what we talk.
We listen.
And, guys, we take action.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Mandy, I tell you what. Boy, look at him. We going to the Super Bowl in Vegas this year.
You said, oh, I thought you were talking about the Cowboys. I was like, no, we're not going to the Super Bowl, man. But
yeah,
it's in Vegas this year.
Uh-huh,
interesting.
Usher is going to be performing.
Okay.
Yeah. Everybody been talking about this tour. He going around, so he going to put on a good halftime performance, I'm quite sure.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, tell all of you that's joining us on tonight by way of the network, we want to appreciate you for for coming on and joining and hanging out with us. You can follow us over here at www.wetalkradio.com.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because we're on all social media.
We are.
And if you guys want to check us out on some of them other platforms like Spotify,
mm-hmm,
like I love going to check it out on Spotify. Help me out over there, man.
All right, guys. So we're on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Overcast FM, Pocket Cast, Castro, CastBox, Buzzsprout, Podbean, iHeartRadio, YouTube, TuneIn Alexa, Blog Talk Radio, Spotify, Amazon Music, Player FM, Listen Notes, Podcast Addict, and Deezer.
Yeah, so you can download any one of those apps and listen to the E-Man After Show live right now.
Right.
And if you don't want to do that, you can go over to our YouTube channel.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's one word, too. We Talk Radio Network. You can like, you can share, you can make a comment. But, man, if they need to subscribe, how do they do that?
So, guys, you would just simply hit that subscribe button. Also, do not forget to hit the notification bell so you can be notified when the We Talk Radio up.
Upload new content.
Family. I mean, it's the family upload new content. Right,
E-Man. Read them notes over there.
Right.
Got tongue tied.
Listen, something. It was a pause.
Yeah, I feel you. Man, we are back. We're glad to be back. Let's do it like this here tonight, man.
All right.
Y'all got all y'all football ice out there tonight. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. Man, the Super Bowl is set now. Man, this is Super Bowl 58. Can you believe it?
Mm-hmm.
I remember growing up watching the Super Bowl.
I remember.
Man, but I think the Super Bowl is set now. February the 11th, 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time over there in Vegas.
All right.
The NFL Conference Championship game today. But we had Kansas City. Man, they won over the Baltimore Ravens, 17-10.
Okay.
And then just now, a big upset because, boy, I was pulling for Detroit because I had predicted Detroit and Kansas City in the Super Bowl. They almost made it.
Yeah.
Man. But, 49ers came back, you know, in the last few minutes of the game. They beat that game today 34-31.
Right.
So Super Bowl 58 is Kansas City Chiefs versus the 49ers. San Francisco 49ers. Until all of you out there just getting through watching the game like we did, man, boy, I was sure hoping that I lost a little money today, man. I'm going to have to borrow some money from you.
What you lose?
I ain't going to even tell you.
Okay.
Yeah, so Kansas City, you know, they back in there in 49. That's going to be a good Super Bowl, though.
Okay.
And then we got Usher performing. That's going to be off the chain. Well, man, we want to appreciate you guys that's coming in. The time ticker is going off.
Mm-hmm.
Man, we want to appreciate you guys that coming in on tonight over here on the E-Man Aperture. Let's do a little recap from last Sunday night.
All right, let's do it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so guys, as you know, on last Sunday night, we talked about AI, artificial intelligence.
Is that you over there?
And we talked about how it affects the world and how it will affect the world.
Is that your voice? Or is that
in
you,
the
man?
Coming future? Listen, I'm on chill mode. Okay, we had a very, very productive day on yesterday,
mm-hmm.
and listen, I'm on go. I'm just on chill mode tonight, so I'm just gonna simply talk.
Yeah, make sure it's the real you over there.
It is the real me.
Is that you sitting there?
I see blink. So we talked about artificial intelligence, E-Man.
Right, right.
And, you know, we gave scenarios and things of that nature and just how it's affecting today's society,
mm-hmm.
and how it will continually affect the world.
Right, right. Because it was interesting. I seen on The Wire this week on social media where someone, they put something out there by Taylor Swift.
Mm.
You know, and they, you know, and they thought it was real until it got time to be paid. Taylor Swift said, "It wasn't me. I didn't post nothing."
Right.
I
so
look just like her too. Sound
so
just like
sad.
Her too. Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Mm-hmm. So watch out, all you guys out there that don't think AI is real. It's real, and it's taking over.
It's so much, and you know, it seemed like it has been a progression of it, right? We know it's been here in certain forms, but it seems like someone hit the release button, and it has been crazy lately. Although we know that artificial intelligence is beneficial in business, things of that nature, even learning, if we take the opportunity, right? But we have so many people in the world that are using it as a tool of manipulation.
Mm-hmm.
And so as we talked about last week, E-Man, about the cloning of voices
and
things of that nature, guys, make sure that you're having these talks with your family. You're coming up with a plan if something happened, if you were to get a phone call and it's your loved one and they're screaming in the background and they're panicking, make sure you have a way to contact them to confirm that this is really happening.
Yeah, because artificial intelligence, AI, is out there. It's for real. And we did a PSA on it last Sunday night. We're trying to make you guys aware. And you'll hear more people talking about it and talking about it. To all you cheaters out there. Boy. Yeah, listen, wasn't me. That was no. I was at work.
Listen. Amen. It's just so funny because
but cheaters go women gonna be cheating, men gonna be all you cheaters out there that you know. You know, listen, this lie here gonna stand. They'll be like, listen, that was not me.
As I stated last week, you know, with being able to clone AI, I mean, you can't tell a person that they're me, for example, that my hand isn't brown. You know what I mean?
Right.
Melanin, right? Mm-hmm. Chocolate, you know? You can't tell me that. And so that's how a person would feel if it's AI and somebody's cloning you, E-Man, or duplicating you. And I'm sitting in my car. I'm thinking I see you, or it looks to me it's you walking in the hotel room, have the same clothes on, same height, 6 feet tall.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, so that would be hard. That would be hard. But, E-Man, this is why I truly feel that families should talk about this, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's a good topic, and come up with just a plan of action.
Listen, that clone that they did, Jamie Foxx, a lot of people still think he cloned. It looked just like him.
Listen, we know cloning is certainly, well, some of us believe that cloning is real.
It is.
And rather,
hey, don't let nobody lie to you. Listen. Jamie Foxx had to come on and tell him. I don't know who that was, but I'm for real.
I will say this, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, we do know the rumors and things of that nature that was going on about Jamie Foxx. But let me say this. You know, we know what Jamie Foxx experienced was horrible, right? And it was devastating to him, his family, his fans, those that are connected to him. You know, some people would say that there has been a change in Jamie Foxx's personality, and we know that, you know, we know he went through something that was really challenging. Not saying that that may not have an impact on him, right? I'm sure it did.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of people would say that, hey, is this the same Jamie? Because the personality is off. It's different.
Right,
you know,
right.
The mannerisms are off.
Uh-huh.
So just kind of throwing it out there just a little bit. Listen, I'm not saying he's a clone.
Uh-huh.
I'm not saying he's not a clone. As a matter of fact, I have not had a thought about a Jamie Foxx, right? Not as far as cloning and things of that nature.
Uh-huh.
Maybe it was praying for him to get well. But a lot of people would say that his personality is now odd, that he's not in the media. If he's healthy and he's doing good, you know. But, you know, yeah.
Throughout the show, man, I'm just going to check and see if that's you over there.
I'm real.
You real?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, yeah, so ladies and gentlemen, we talked about that. What else did we talk about on last Sunday night?
So what else did we talk about on last Sunday night,
I
E-Man?
Think I talked about when you leave items over a person's house, something like that, right?
Yeah, is it your property? Does it become your property? So if someone leaves items at your home
for an extended time, mm-hmm.
is it your property?
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, if somebody leave a watch or
uh-huh.
leave a ring or, you know, a coat, a real nice leather coat,
mm-hmm.
and you call and tell them, hey, you left your some items over here,
mm-hmm.
and they'll never come get it. Do it become yours, or do you give it back when they, you know, come by and get it?
Right.
Man, you just been over here, this been over here for a year.
I don't wore that out. Listen, that's what the girls do, the children do, right? The
mm-hmm.
adult children.
Okay.
If you leave something at their house, and you know if they'll take it from your house to their house, imagine what happens if you leave something over to their home. So there's a lot of clothing that have become theirs.
Right, right. And so that was one of our questions on last Sunday night. We want to appreciate all the participants. We want to thank all of you guys that, you know, you let us know in private, or you let us know through a text, or
uh-huh.
you let us know, you know, through the chat room. Hey, you know, hey, I would have kept it. You know, most people, I guess most people, if they leave, like if they drop $10,
uh-huh.
man, I think I dropped $10 on y'all house. I'm coming to get it, you know.
Right.
But, you know, some people, they get up and they, man, they done left a, you know, they done left a shawl or
mm-hmm.
hat or coat or left something. They just sat there.
It was
why? You just think, well, maybe they don't want it. And then they look up, see you at the store, and you're in it.
But, you know, I honestly think a lot of times, especially with us, E-Man, when people come to our home
mm-hmm.
and they leave items, it gets put away in a drawer or somewhere. Even if it's a jacket, it's hanging in the closet.
Mm-hmm.
So for us, I would have to say me watching you, right,
mm-hmm.
and what you do with those items.
I got
items.
A lost in fan.
Yes, you do. What you do with those items, I would say that for us, we put them up. We put them up, and it's like out of sight, out of mind. So when you come, E-Man, he thinks about it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he takes the person their item, but until then, it's going to remain in that spot.
For sure that. Well, so that was our show on last Sunday night. What a great show. Want to
uh-huh.
appreciate all of you guys. And tonight at 9:35, we got Encouragement for the Soul with Fred Bale.
Yes, we do.
You know, at 9:35. And also, Fred Bale, he's doing his segments on TikTok now.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah,
so awesome.
Yeah, he's already over there on Facebook. And
uh-huh.
he began to do it on TikTok. So he's eating up the media world now.
All right. Shout out to Fred Bale.
Listen, all of you that listen to Fred Bale, he does a segment over here called Encouragement for the Soul.
Mm-hmm.
You can go to Fred D.Bale over there on Facebook
uh-huh.
and Fred D.Bale over there on TikTok
mm-hmm.
and check out his segments. He's putting an encouraging word out there to bless your heart. We got a couple of them tonight. We got one at 9:35. If you missed that, you can call in at 10:35.
All right, so guys, you want to be encouraged. Make sure you do not miss the segments of Encouragement for Your Soul or The Soul by Fred Bale.
Mm-hmm.
Once again, that's 9:35 Central Standard Time and 10:35, right,
yeah.
E-Man?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm sorry. Sometimes E-Man over there, he's focused, and I'm like, okay, what's going on?
No,
did I say
good.
Something wrong? But make sure you guys check out Fred Bell segment. They're truly encouraging. We have received a lot of feedback in regards to his segment. So I'm so glad to hear that they're out on TikTok because I know that many people are going to be blessed.
Yes, and if you're on the line tonight, Fred Bell, we want to appreciate you, brother.
Right.
Thank all of you guys that's calling in tonight, joining us by way of the phone lines. Listen, you can join us by way of both networks on tonight. Shout out to Miss Kia D.
Miss Kia
D. You were supposed to call me today. Shout out to Miss Kia D. You know, you've been calling me for the whole year. I ain't heard from her.
You haven't heard from her, email.
I'm going to call you, talk to you, email. But I know, she's pretty busy. You know, her daughter's in this wrestling competition.
Mm-hmm.
And shout out to little Riley that's, you know, wrestling and winning. Just doing the doggone thing. Congratulations to you. But shout out to Miss Kia Davis. Appreciate you.
Right.
Allowed me and my little chocolate chip to sit here at your network on a Sunday night.
Yeah, shout out to you, Miss Kia D.
Yeah, appreciate you. And shout out to you, Mr. Curtis Frazier.
Curtis Frazier, yes.
Yeah, man. And we got a lot of, we got some good news for you guys that's listening to us. Man, we get ready to go to FM.
All right,
the
now.
The E-Man After Show and the Mandy the Mentor Show, getting ready. Y'all be able to listen to us on one of the local stations here.
Yeah.
Y'all keep it locked in 2024. We're going to shock you. normally, I hold that until it happens.
I know. I'm looking at you. I'm like doing a
but
double.
But it's happening.
Listen, I'm doing a double take right now because one thing about E-Man, a lot of times we have a lot of things in the work, and E-Man, he will not speak of those things until it's like the great reveal, you know?
Uh-huh.
And so I did a double take. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, because I knew it's happening. I got the word, and I was like, oh, we go. So you'll be able to ride around in your car and check us out on FM.
We are going to FM.
We'll give y'all that dial and stuff as soon as we hit the airway.
Right.
The E-Man After Show and the Men to the Mentor Show.
That's right.
I ain't mad at nobody.
Nobody.
Yeah, dude, listen. You can't stop what go. Listen, Bishop Jakes would always say, he says, listen, son, don't even worry about it.
That's right. We're good.
I don't worry about what nobody say at the
we
end
good
of the
over
day.
Here.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And so we want to appreciate all of you guys. Yeah, you'll get to drive down here locally in Dallas and, you know,
ride around your car.
Ride around your car and click on the FM station and be listening to the E-Man After Show.
That's right.
On a Sunday night.
On a Sunday night.
You won't even have to log in. You just turn on the FM dial. That's what's going to go. Oh, look at him. I'm so peacock proud and happy now, you know. I was going to hold it, but then I was like, no, since they told me it's happening for sure, we're going to go on and let you guys know. Y'all will be checking out the Mandy the Mentor Show and the E-Man After Show.
Yes, and I'm certainly appreciative.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it just has been a long time coming, you know, lots and lots of work, you know. You know, if you continuously to work, regardless of what it looks like, and what I mean by what it looks like, I'm talking about challenges, right?
Right, right.
You will reap, you know, you will reap what you will see whatever it is that you're trying to do grow.
And I say to all you naysayers that said it wasn't going to last.
Okay, man, we not.
Oh,
not
no,
tonight.
I do all that. I get up with a Negro face and let them
mess.
Know. You know, I ain't. Listen,
go ahead, baby.
I get up in their face and say, you talk. You don't run this. Don't know one monkey run this show over here.
Right.
Keep on rolling.
You know, when you just said that, that's the song that hit my mind because we play that song often over here on the E-Man After Show.
Yeah.
So when you said that, I was like, oh, my.
Well, we appreciate all you guys that listen. Then, you know, just a little sad news. We want to give a condolence to the King family.
Yes,
we lost Dexter King. Y'all know he's the son of the late Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he passed on January 22nd this year. He was 62 years old, man.
62.
Died of colon cancer.
Oh, Lord. I just...
celebrated his dad's 95th, anniversary. About he would have been 95 years old, Martin Luther King. What was that, on the 15th? This holiday was on January the 15th because I was off that day.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, it was the 15th. But, you know, the sad thing, E-Man, is that I know we know of Dexter, but I feel like a lot of people really did not know him, you know.
How you didn't know Dexter?
Well, because I feel like he wasn't publicized.
Oh,
no, we knew of him. What I'm saying is I feel like he wasn't publicized enough.
By
him being Dr. King's son, I feel like
Dexter was the controversial with him because he looked just like his dad. It sounded just like his dad. And, you know, he was head of the King Center. And there was a lot of uproar and still is, you know, behind him, how he ran. Oh, he stayed in the media, but, you know, he's a king. at the end of the day.
Right.
It's hard to mess with the King family. And so shout out to Yolanda and Bernice, you know, King, and to the late Dr. Martin Luther King, the late Coretta King. You know, they lost him to a battle of colon cancer, and that's why we come on this air and we tell all our men to go get yourself checked
that's
out.
That's right.
You know, the most, you know, I said all that to say this here, the most important thing, you know, you can't, you know, you just can only encourage men, and when we get to this age and, you know, we don't go to the doctor enough. They probably tired of me coming.
Listen, my husband is in there, okay? He's in there. He's on the phone with the doctor. He's in the doctor's office.
I'm gonna be mad if something happened to me.
I mean, he's doing checkups on me over here. I'm like, hey, man, I go to the doctor, I'm good.
I'm gonna be mad because, you know, much money y'all done got out of me.
I've never heard someone ask me so much daily, Mandy, have you checked your blood pressure? What? No, I was like, babe, my blood pressure is good.
Well, you know, and the reason why we do that, you know, because it's just good to check your blood pressure.
Because
a lot of people, they, you know, it's a silent killer for number one, because if you asymptomatic, it's like when COVID was around,
right.
A lot of people didn't even know they had COVID and had it.
That's
because they had no symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
Blood pressure is just like that. You could be sitting up feeling fine, blood pressure sky high, finna stroke out, you don't even know it.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but that's one thing about you. You're very mindful. You know, when
y'all take mine in the morning and in the night.
He does. I'm like, I know what he's doing at certain times of the morning. I'm like, oh, E-Man's in there checking his blood pressure. You know, certain times at night, I'm like, oh, E-Man's in there checking his blood pressure.
You know, because at the end of the day, we work a lot. You know, we move around, and sometimes we have some long days, stressful days or whatever. It's just always good to, you know, as you get this age, and not even this age, just to be checking your blood pressure, because blood sugar, you know, there's a whole lot of, especially in the African-American community, you know, black men stroking out and women stroking out. And, you know, it just reminds me, shout out to Mr. Tom Joyner. He was at the Mavericks game on Heritage this past Friday night, where, you know, they do the big alumni, and Tom Joyner was there, you know, and all the years to see how Tom Joyner did, you know, his foundation and back to the doctor day, and you know, good healthy guy.
Right.
But he ended up having a stroke, and he living his last lady. You're doing real, real good. Shout out to Mr. Joyner. You know, you're doing real, real good. But, you know, you were like, well, man, a person go like that, how could they stroke out? Because, you know, you don't never know. All this salt y'all putting in y'all body, all this processed food, man, you know. You got a headache for 2 or 3 days, you need to go to the doctor.
That's right.
You know, and so we just want our men to go get checked out with this prostate cancer. Me and, you know, we lost one of my friends, you know, went to the funeral, Mr. Ted Thomas, he passed with prostate cancer. You know what I'm saying? Just a fine young man, and I know other classmates have passed with it and stuff like that there. So, you know, if you ain't going regular, I go regular.
Yes, you do.
You know? Yeah, brother got to go sit in there and talk to the man.
Right. It's crazy. For those of you that have been listening to the E-Man After Show for quite some time, you know that E-Man, his eating habits are pretty clean, right? And what I mean is he does not intake a lot of seasoning, salt, you know, stuff that for me, it just tastes really, really good. So sometimes E-Man and I will have two different dinners, you know, from time to time, because I'll make him what he likes and to his taste.
Thank you so kind.
And I chop up the veggies and things of that nature to give it flavor.
All right, okay, well, nobody.
And then he's like, Mindy, did you put some salt in here? I'm like, no, baby, I just chopped the veggies to give you flavor. And but it doesn't take much for him. You know, and then when he goes out to eat, he has a certain restaurant he goes to, because the lady, she cooks, you know, she cooks for people that are health conscious, you know, that's really health conscious. Now, I am health conscious to a certain degree, but that's really health conscious. So that would be E-Man. And I love that about him, though. I do love that about you, babe. I love the fact that you are very, very aware of what you put in your body.
And you know, I got that because those of you that listen to this show and know, you know, I took care of my mother for 8 years.
You did.
And really, it's her regimen. I end up, you know, we had Kroger, we had people cooking. So I got on that diet and I got on that regimen. And so you just kept that diet going. And, you know, and thank you for, you know, because, boy, look at here. You know, every now and then I sneak and get me a burger.
Every now and then,
I see him give me a good old frit. Man, ain't nothing like a good old made homemade hamburger, ooh, though. You know what I'm saying? And so I appreciate you for doing that. And so we just want our men to just, you know, and our women too, you know, young, middle-aged, old, whatever. You need to go to the doctor because, you know, we don't go to the doctor because we can't hip it, black men anyway. African-American men, we try our best to stay out of the doctor's office. Talking to a young lady just tonight. Having a conversation with a young lady on tonight, and, you know, she lost her aunt. And losing her aunt, man, you know, she was sharing with me and how that cancer set in her body, because first she started out with back pain. And then, you know, her hip was hurting. And it's been going on for a while. She goes to the doctor, they gave her 6 months to live. Goes back to the doctor, they gave her 2 months to live. She talked to us Friday, and she died today. And because she had ended up having surgery on the hip, and that it spread it.
Yeah, it will when they open you up.
And she was just kind of, you know, and I was saying, wow. And so I think it's just very, very important that we, you know, go to the doctor and get ourselves checked out.
Oh, very important. Yeah. You know,
yeah, that's why I'm keeping
women.
You up in there.
I go faithfully to my checkup, my annual checkups, my mammograms. Faithfully.
For sure that, because I'll be wondering, you all right? You know, is a sister all right over there? Because, you know,
I'm good.
You know, because I think what's confusing with a lot of people too, man, the people, you know, just because you look healthy don't mean you're healthy.
True.
And I think that's the thing people think, because they look at, just because you got all that booty over there don't mean you're healthy.
This is true.
You understand what I'm saying? And a lot of people get that confused. They think that they fine as hell, and they think that they, you know, cute and all of that. You know. They okay.
Right.
You ain't going to know till you go to the doctor.
Yeah, that's important, though. It's really important, because if a person's body is breaking down, then nothing else matters. One thing we cannot do is buy good health, you know. We just have to make sure we're putting healthy things in our body, right?
And to all you mental folk out there, you need to check your check your mind out.
Check the mind out.
Ooh, boy.
Eldridge.
Listen here.
Amen.
Yeah, boy, I tell you.
Okay, you have to clarify.
But no, that's okay. We'll get into that later. We got to talk about what we're talking about tonight.
I don't think you should just leave that that way.
I'll leave it just right there. You know who you you know who you are. We thank all you guys that's calling in on the phone lines on tonight. You can call us over here at 563-999-3533. No, that's your number, right?
That's Mandy the Mentor Show.
563-999-3456.
Right, there you go.
Call the E-Man After Show. Let me look at my notes. Call the E-Man After Show tonight. You know, we got a good topic. We got it. What are we talking about tonight, man, by the way?
So what are we
talking
about?
Movies, E-Man.
We're
talking about movies tonight. The top
20 African-American movies.
And then we're going to narrow it down and give you the top 10 black African-American movies that you think that's, that's made it to number one. I had to narrow them down. So we got about, three or four minutes before we go to Fred Bell segment. Thank all of you guys that's on the phone line on tonight. Remember, you can check that segment out over there on TikTok, Fred D. Bell.
Right.
He's on TikTok Live. He's on Facebook Live. You can check him out. But you can check him out right here live on the E-Man After Show. He got a couple of good ones. Listen, tonight, ladies and gentlemen, I do want you to pay real close attention to both of these segments tonight.
All right.
They're going to speak to your heart.
Amen.
Yeah, yeah. And so we want to appreciate Dr. Fred Bell. If you're out there on the line tonight, we want to appreciate you listening. I believe you. I'm going to scroll down and see if I can find him here in a minute.
And then all of the listeners that call in to listen to his segments as well. Once again, we stated earlier that we receive a lot of good feedback, positive feedback in regards to Fred Bell's segment. So, guys, make sure you continue to listen not only at 9:35, but also at 10:35.
Yeah, so they done got slick on me. Calling in at 10:35. I thought these people be asleep, man. They'll start calling in at 10:30. Oh, he running it twice now. I just waited today. I guess they get in the bed around that time.
Right, but they're two different segments, guys.
Yeah, they
remember,
ain't the same.
They're not the same, so you may want to listen to both.
But tonight, I want you guys to pay real close attention to both of them, because both of them are great.
Right.
I mean, they've been good, but they spoke to me this week, so I know they're going to speak to me.
All right, amen.
And so we want to appreciate Dr. Fred Bell.
Yes.
And to all of you guys that's joining us by We have the network, the time ticker is going off. But once again, you guys will be able to check us out over there on FM. I'm excited. You're going to be riding down your car and say, the E-Man After Show done made it to FM radio. Yo, yes, we're going to be dropping that news real, real shortly.
Yes.
It is happening. As I'm excited when I got the news.
Right.
I'm like a little baby with kids. You know, because a lot of people don't understand what happens, you know, to make this work.
Right.
And we started doing this 6 years ago. And we end up on two networks, and now FM station want us. Ha, shot, ta, ta, ta.
So good. So, and what you mean, E-Man, I just want to just bring clarity to what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
It's the format. It's the way the show is structured, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because we do have a lot of great podcasts out there. Shout out to everyone that has podcasts.
Right, right.
But this is a radio show,
mm-hmm.
and it takes a lot. When you're creating a radio show, because there's a lot of rules and guidelines, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's
and
time,
I done broke half of
all the time. Okay, there's
my bag.
We constantly have to make sure we're watching the clock because we have commercials and things of that nature. So there's a lot put into it.
I told him, I said, well, you know, I break a lot of rules. They say, you better read these.
Right? Read the rules.
I said, okay. Y'all trusted me. I read them, but I don't know if, you know. But no, we ain't trying to lose. But thank God always opening up windows, isn't he?
He does.
You know, I think it was a pastor came on. He talked about doors, but it's way more windows in a building than there's doors.
I was getting ready to say that. And multiple, yes.
But to all of you that's listening on the phone lines on the network, check out this segment real closely. Let it bless your heart with Fred Bell, Encouragement for the Soul, and we'll be back, and we'll give you our top 10, top 20 movies, and top 10 movies right after this. Y'all guys keep it locked. It's the E-Man After Show over here on We Talk Radio Network. You don't know the other network, man? You know,
Southern Soul. Around the world.
Oh, my God. I hope you get this FM station right. Jeez. All right. We'll be back right after this.
You are now tuned in to encouragement for your soul. With Fred Bell.
Good evening. Thank you for joining me for the encouraging word of today. And the word of encouragement for today is, I am built for this. We've all seen the commercial Built for Tough. And we see all these cars, all these trucks. And these trucks and cars are designed or they're built a certain way to do certain things. There are some trucks that are built for off-road. There are some cars that are built for the freeway and built for racing. But what about you? God built you a certain way. God built you to withstand anything because God created us out of his own image. Even in Isaiah 28 and 16, it tells us how God is the cornerstone. And anyone who believes in him shall not be put to waste. So are you built for this? When you come across things in life, are you built for those things? Things you have faced in life, you have came to and you have been brought through them all because of God. So if you're thinking you're not built for it, you are built for this. So tonight I'm here to tell you that you're built for this. And you know how I know you're built for this? You were built for the trials and the tribulations because the Lord said in this life you will face trials and tribulations. And if there's anyone listening to me tonight, you have faced many trials and many tribulations. You have had the death of loved ones. You probably had job loss. You probably been incarcerated. You probably been homeless before. Whatever it may be. But guess what? You withstood the trial and the tribulation because you are built for this. So if there's anyone out there tonight thinking you're not built for what you're going through, think about all the things that you have been through. You have been through the mud. You have been accused of being a total loss. But God rebuilt you because you're insured by God. So you're not only built for this, you were made for this. Because in this life, Christ came and he gave his life for us so that we may live through him. But we have to keep the faith in order for us to be strong in the things we go through. So we must not waver in our faith, not one bit. Always remember, you were designed by God. He was the specialist who designed you for whatever you're going through. Because when he designed you, he knew every turn, every trial, every tribulation, every pitfall, every bump in the road that you were going to hit. And guess what? He designed you to rock back and forth. He gave you the shocks. He gave you the shocks of his faith. He gave you the shocks of his word. And he built you with the carriage of his character. Only if you believe and you keep the faith, you will be built for this. And I hope this word encourages someone to know that you're built for whatever you're going through. Amen. And you've heard another word of encouragement by Fred Bell.
You have just been motivated, inspired with encouragement for your soul with Fred Bell.
You're listening to The Sound. Thank you.
If I lost everything and didn't have anything, and you were the only thing, I still have everything. If I lost everything, yeah, and didn't have anything, and you were the only thing, I still have everything. It's you, my everything. It's you, my everything. It's you, my everything. I still have everything. Yeah. I still have everything. Can you help me see it?
I'm Tia Brown with Provoking Thoughts. You're listening to the E-Man After Show right here on We Talk Radio Network. This is where we talk, we listen, we take action.
Oh, yes. For show that. Take action over here on We Talk Radio Network. We're back in the building. Hello, man. Hey, it's a Sunday night over here on the Talk Radio Network, and on the E-Man After Show. See how you got this on the show. Come on, E-Man. Hey, rocking with me, man. Who built for this?
Right?
Time like JJ, well, listen, I know you get riding that pop on. I ain't a crook, but I take the cake. I even pissed off because I got what he takes. And if you wanna know who I am, just check your street sign when you go down. Go down, cause I'm the man. I am the man.
You be feeling that song great.
I'm E-Man. We're back in the building. I want to appreciate all of you that's hanging out with us on the network on tonight. The phone lines are lit up. Mm-hmm. I see Mr. Fred Bell on the line tonight. The phone lines are lit up on tonight. And mm-hmm. the network, the time ticker is going off. Man, we gave you some Coretta Scott Bell. Coretta, boy, I tell you. You know, working overtime, that's a bad joint right there.
Oh, yeah.
Ain't no way in the world you could be riding around not bobbing your head with the window down. Let that air blow in, the sunroof down. You know, whoever was mixing that song, man, mm-hmm. boy, I heard all them chimes in there. I heard all them little washboards in there. Yeah, so we want to appreciate you guys that's hanging out with us on tonight. I want to thank all of you that join us each and every Sunday night. And you can listen to us over there on Southern Soul Artists Around the Globe Radio.com. I want to thank Mr. Fred Bell for that great segment because we built for this.
Right.
You know, you got to be built for this thing.
That's right.
This thing called life.
Yes.
Because, man, life be life. Ooh, boy. Listen, life be life-ing.
This is true.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You got to keep the faith in man, because, you know. At the end of the day, God built us, and he gave everybody a certain capacity. Because as Fred, I told you, that's why I was telling y'all to make sure y'all listen. Because mm-hmm. what I got out of it, it reminded me of the story in the Bible where it talks about talents.
Uh-huh.
One have five, one have two, one have three or four or five.
Mm-hmm.
But it says to me, God have given everybody a certain talent and a capacity.
Right.
In that capacity God have given you, you are built for it. Some people ain't built to have 30 kids. But you look at somebody got 7 kids, you be saying to yourself, man, how do they, but they built for it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Somebody ain't built to do these kind of shows like what we do.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? But you got to be built for it and keeping the faith and walking, you know, because no matter what you doing in life, because
mm-hmm.
life be lifing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got to keep the faith in that capacity, the faith that God have given you. Man, a lot of things happen because it's faith.
Mm-hmm.
We finna be on three networks because it's faith. we stepped out on a limb just creating your show 6 years ago.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm. All by faith. We know what I knew what I was doing, but... but I told you, I said, what, 6 years ago, I said, you trust me, we going somewhere.
Right, you
and,
did.
And I said, you know you got some when you are in radio past 5 years.
Yes.
You know, and we've been doing your show about 6 years, or going on 7 now, right? 6 years for sure. And at that, you know, then because the E-Man After Show was going to be first,
mm-hmm.
because the network, when, you know, was going on, you know,
mm-hmm.
We went on and did yours and created your show, and then the E-Man After Show. Now we got an African show,
right?
And we ended up on Blog Talk Radio Network, We Talk Radio Network, mm-hmm. and getting ready to end up on the AM FM station right here in the Dallas Metroplex.
Yes.
The E-Man After Show. So you'll get to ride around on a Sunday night out there in your car. You could turn on the FM,
right?
We'll give you all that dial when we get over there.
Right.
Yeah. Call up my lawyers, make sure this stuff is right. You know what I'm saying? Hello, somebody.
Oh, my
God, it's good. But, man, we're talking movies tonight.
We are.
We're talking movies. Let's just jump into our topic for tonight. And to those of you that's been joining this show, we used to do this show for 1 hour. We got to have 2 hours worth of content because this was the whole deal of, you know, because being a producer and creator and stuff like that, this is what I've... You know, on the podcast and on internet, where you can do it as long as you want to,
mm-hmm.
or short as you want to. But when you go in the mainstream and you out on their networks, you got to have enough content.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you might have a 3-hour show, you might have a 2-hour show, you might have a 4-hour show.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got to be able to, you know, keep that energy for the whole show.
Right, right.
You can't be crashing over there, Mandy.
I heard you throwing the slugs over there. I just wasn't going to say no. It's all good. It's all good.
You know?
Listen, I'm built for this, okay?
Yeah. Just told you, you gotta
but
be
I, I want to hit on that, though, because mm-hmm. I just want to add on to what you were saying the encouraging word. You know, we know that, you know, in life, we're going to face obstacles, right? That things are going to happen that's out of our control.
Right, right.
But God has equipped us. You know, he's mm-hmm. definitely equipped us. So I just want to add my
take.
Absolutely, absolutely. My 2 cents
on
the message.
I
want to speak too. But yeah, we're going to go through calamities. We're going to go through so much, right?
Mm-hmm.
But God is in control, and the Holy Spirit lives in us, you know?
Yeah.
So once again, we're built for this.
Yeah.
Because we have the Spirit of God residing in us.
And so all week long, I want you to tell somebody, touch your neighbor at work, you know, tell them, you built for this.
You built for this, girl.
You know,
don't,
you,
don't
listen, I don't care if somebody talk to you with a sad story, just look at them and tell them, you built for this. And then throw Bishop Jake's sermon in there. You blessed by the best. You know, because he, listen, you know, it's powerful because people, you know, life and death is in the power of the tongue.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? And you don't never know what person can be going through, whatever they're going through.
Mm-hmm.
And you tell them, you know, listen, no war is me. You built for that.
Right.
You know, just that phrase right there, a person will snap out of it.
Mm.
Why? Because, you know, sometimes it takes certain words for a person like, you know, hell yeah, I'm built for this.
Mm.
You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, well, I'm tripping.
Why are you tripping?
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
No, I'm built for this.
Right.
And so I want to thank Fred Bell for that segment.
Yes.
Amanda, we're talking Black African American movies, you know.
Yes.
And we started out, it's about 100 of them, but we kind of narrowed it down to the top 20 Black movies of all time.
Right.
And then we want to sum it up, kind of narrow it down to the top 10. And we want to give you the top 10 before the show is over with, you know. But tonight, we're going to pull out some movies and see if you guys remember a lot of these movies. I'm going to list them for you. And then we're going to see, you know, what's some of the top 10. I got my top 10.
Mm.
And then I'm going to see if y'all guys on the phone line. Listen, you can call us up here at 563-999-3456 and tell us, you know, what's your top 10, or you can pick if you think mine is suffice. We'll go with that.
Right.
Do y'all watch movies? Do people still watch movies out there? Shout out to my good friend, Mr. Arthur Muhammad. He got a couple of great movies. He got Stepdads out there on what is it, Hulu, and I can't think of
Little John.
He got a lot of great movies. He's doing a great work. Shout out to you, Mr. Arthur Muhammad, if you're listening out there,
mm-hmm.
you know, won't be long. I'll be working over his studio. You know, because as you sit back down through the years and you see people just study growing
mm-hmm.
and growing, you know, from ground up, you know, he's
right.
been doing this for a while, and to see him really bark into the industry like he's doing,
mm-hmm.
he's doing the doggone thing.
He is.
And so working alongside of him, helping him in the early years to where he is now,
mm-hmm.
it is just amazing.
Right.
You know, and because his movies is out there, on, you know, where everybody is wanting to meet. You know, he's doing the doggone thing.
He really is.
And so we appreciate you, Dr. Arthur Muhammad.
Yes.
And tonight we're talking the top 20 movies. We'll give you the top 20
mm-hmm.
first. So I'll start out with this one, man. They're back in 1988, School Days.
Okay.
You remember School Days with Spike Lee?
Yes, I've seen that movie.
The Jigaboo, the light skin and the dark skin.
I've seen it.
Yeah, School Days, that came out in 1998. That was a good movie.
Okay.
You know, we grew up watching School Days, you know, at the end. Wake up!
Oh, yeah. You know, all Spike Lee's movies
mm-hmm.
back in the day, in the end, it did not really make sense.
Yeah, because he was before his time.
Okay.
Uh-huh. But them were some great movies.
Right.
I mean, they grossed a lot of money, too,
mm-hmm.
you know. But School Days, you know, 1998, you know, School Days. Then in 1988, Coming to America. No, y'all remember that one.
Now, that was the movie.
Mm-hmm. With Eddie Murphy and Arsenio.
Uh-huh.
Paul. Yeah, that was a great movie. Then in 1989, we had Harlem Nights with Eddie Murphy. You know, mm-hmm. Red Fox.
That was the movie back then.
You remember that one? We just
mm-hmm.
seen that not too long ago.
I remember that one.
Yeah, you remember that one? And then the movies are all. Let me turn this underlay down just a little bit so I can hear my own self. We see you guys coming in on the phone lines on tonight. Welcome to the E-Man After Show. We talking movies on tonight, African American movies that you remember growing up listening to. Then in 1989. Man, we just saw this one. Everybody loved this one. Lean on Me.
Oh, that was a movie. Now, that was a movie.
And these, ladies and gentlemen, these are the years these movies came out. Lean on Me.
Thompson.
You over there trying to say?
Right, I just cut it off. It's not going to work.
Listen, boy. You want to kill yourself? Jump.
No, he said, you smell crack, don't you?
You smell crack,
don't you? Don't you smell crack? Well, don't play around with it. Just kill yourself. I mean, but it was an awesome movie. The concept was beautiful, and the ending was just touching.
Right, right, right. And so that was with Morgan Freeman. You want to kill yourself?
Yeah,
crack,
man, want? I loved the part when they were outside of the school and they were saying, "Free Mr.
Joe Clark."
Yeah,
we played Joe Clark. In
free Joe Clark. Free something like that.
Yeah.
And I love when he walked out. You know, and he was telling them to leave, and they wouldn't leave. We know the movie, but yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That was a good one. Then in 1989, we had Do the Right Thing. You know, that's another Spike Lee movie that probably confused you. But that was a good one, Do the Right Thing. And then in 1991, this one came out. Boys in the Hood Are Always Hard.
Yeah, that was a movie. That was a movie.
Boys in the Hood, they still playing Boys in the Hood. You know,
yeah, they
going
are.
On BET, you
they
know.
Are.
What is that? TV One, you know. All of them apps over there. You can check out Boys in the Hood with Ice Cube. Yeah, that was a good movie. Cudi Jr. You know what I'm saying? And then we, in 1991, we had New Jack City.
Oh, that was the movie, too.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Nino Brown.
He was in there, and they, what was the guy that was on drugs?
Pookie, the one got slapped by Will Smith.
You said Pookie. Okay, so,
Chris
yeah.
Rock. You know Chris Rock? Yeah, that was Chris Rock.
Yeah, it was Chris Rock. Okay.
Uh-huh. Yeah, he I can just see that moving down. He and he's just dancing around, and they
when they
him.
Put him in the shop where they were making the
crack. Yeah, New Jack City, that came out in 1991.
That was good.
And then in 1992, I know y'all remember this. This is another one with Wesley Snipes. White Man Can't Jump.
It was all right.
It was all right. But that was a good movie, though. You know,
I mean, I don't honestly, I don't remember the details. I know the name, but
well, you know, they was playing basketball. And they
but if I
dead.
Don't remember the details, then it must not been.
Well, White Man Can't Jump. That was a good movie. We listen. A lot of these we got on VHS, VHS tapes. You know, CDs. If you go pull out your old, you know, collection, you're probably a lot of people got bootleg. They probably got all these movies.
Oh yeah.
You know, just sit back and. You know, when you're chilling with your boo thing, you know, you got you some wine or you just chilling around the house in the fireplace. You just, you know, you get one of them apps and just pull it up. And then, you know, you check out Malcolm X.
Malcolm X, yes.
Yeah, Malcolm X came out in 1992. You know, we remember Malcolm X. And then 1992, also the movie Juice. You remember the movie Juice?
Yeah, my sister used to love that movie.
That was a good movie, too.
It's all right.
Yeah, with our boy, J.D. Pickett, homeboy. What was his name? Tupac.
Tupac.
Yeah, yeah. So, Juice, it was good. Then in 1992, you had South Central. That was a good one.
Yes, it was.
You remember South Central?
I do.
All of you out there, y'all remember these great movies. These were some great movies, man. We're giving y'all the top 20. And
right.
Then in 1993, you had Minister to Society.
Yes, Menace to Society.
That was a good one, too. And then right after that, in 1993, you had Poetic Justice.
Poetic Justice. That was a good movie.
With Janet Jay
and Tupac. And Tupac, yes.
Yeah, I loved her braids, man.
Uh-huh.
You know, she...
They wearing them now. What they call them now? Box braids.
Is that what they call them? That was a good movie. A lot of y'all going to go get these movies out and start watching them.
Right. Start pulling them out.
They're going to start pulling them out. And then, to me, this was 1994. This was a great movie of all times to me. Jason Leary.
Oh, yes. That was a good movie.
Yeah, Lord. With Will Smith's wife,
Jada
Pickett. Everybody loved that movie. You know, I think we seen that not too long ago. I think that did come on. You probably went to sleep because we had a question not a few Sunday nights ago. When your significant other go to sleep, do you pause the movie or you continue to watch it? That's one of them ones I tried to wake
you. You know I wasn't waking up, so that's the case. But I will say I that movie, I do remember that movie. And Jada was so beautiful to me in that movie.
Yeah. And so to all of you that's out there, we'll put that question back out there tonight. When you watching these movies and your significant other go to sleep and you look over there, do you pause the movie or do you continue to watch it or do you just wake it up? What do you do on all these great movies? And then in 1995, man, you know, this was a great movie of all times, too. Waiting to Exhale.
Oh, yes.
You remember that with the late Whitney Houston?
I do. Yes.
And what was the brother name that, you know, did the commercials? All-state commercials that played her husband?
I don't know his name, but I know who you're speaking of.
Yeah, that Waiting to Exhale, that was a great movie,
Yeah,
too.
I absolutely love Angela Bassett in that movie.
Mm-hmm. And then in 1995, we had Higher Learning. Don't too many people remember that movie. But it was
I remember the name.
It was a good movie, too. You have to go back and watch that one.
He had connected to us with a student that was standing in the project.
And that was a great movie. Then the movies of all time, because they just recreated this movie. But in 1995, you know, everybody know this.
This better be my movie.
The Color Purple.
With Whoopi
Goldberg.
Yeah, I remember that. But I'm just waiting for you to get to one that better be on that list.
Yeah. You know, with Whoopi Goldberg in 1995, you know, and they have recreated it in 2024 with Fantasia and all of them. You know, when we went to go see that, that ended up being more like a musical. It had so much music in it. You know, but it was. You know, I ain't going to shoot it down. It was okay.
It was okay.
You know, but I liked the original.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Sealy?
Right.
All my life I had to fight. And you going to tell Harpo to beat me? Yeah, everybody know them lines of The Color Purple.
Yeah,
so shout out to Miss Oprah Winfrey that's doing the doggone thing. Want to appreciate her. But in 1996, man, we came back with what I think is the classic.
This better be my movie.
This better be yours.
Yeah.
Set It Off.
That's it right there. Yes. I have not seen that movie in a long time, but let me tell you, that was the movie.
Every time you watch
that
it.
That was the movie.
Yeah. Ain't nobody like, man, they had Kimberly Lees. Who else was in there? Jada Pinkett. They had a Queen Latifah and a Vivica Fox. That's been the movie. You over there drinking, man?
Oh, my Tahitian treat.
Yeah. And so, Set It Off.
Yes.
Yeah, Set It
Now,
Off.
That really was the movie, though.
Yeah, like, people are still watching that movie.
I'm sure they are.
Yes. And then the last one that we're going to give you tonight, it came out in 19. We got two more. One came out in 1997, was Soul Food.
Oh, yeah, that was good.
Uh-huh.
I liked Soul Food.
Yeah, Soul Food had a great storyline if you followed the movie, you know, and that was a movie that we all loved with Soul Food, with the grandmother.
I forgot all about that movie.
And the little boy, bless his little heart.
The family.
He was trying to get the family. It just had a lot of meaning in that particular movie.
Yes, yes.
You know, family connecting, family, you know, that grows up and stay together and pray together and, you know, you get them because you don't get that too much today. You get them home cooked meals where you show up at mama house.
Right.
And so it ended up being because the whole storyline ended up being a great business.
Mm-hmm.
And she was taking the money that she made off the food and she stuffed it in her television.
Mm-hmm.
And Uncle Joe had the television.
Mm-hmm.
And Vivica and them was keeping him. And all of a sudden he came out with that TV and he dropped it and all
that money.
Boy, look here. Had all those black folk looking at TVs. Thinking our grandmama and them. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah. You watch that one, man. Let me go check somebody. Because, you know, back in the day, we had them big TVs with the tube on them. But you know what was a trip about that when you really think about it? You were seeing your head with all them tubes in there. Why that money didn't burn up? You know?
Uh-huh.
But he dropped that TV and, man, all that money grandmama been saving.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, it was blowing it. And so the whole family was happy. But it was a great movie.
It was.
Soul Food. That was out in 1997. And the last one I'm going to give you in 1999 was The Wood. You don't know nothing about The Wood, dude.
The name is...
You don't know nothing about it.
I'm sure
young
about it. The name sounds familiar. Mm-hmm. Let me say that.
Mm-hmm. And so that's been your top 20. You know, them was just great movies that we grew up listening to, sitting around, you know, with family. You know, your family come over and you go over to your girlfriend's house or your boyfriend's house or you go with friends at their house. And, you know, y'all sit back and watch those good just African-American movies where, you know, you had a great time.
Listen, I grew up with a household full of girls.
Mm-hmm.
And then my mom, she, you know, my cousins would call and they want to stay.
Mm-hmm.
So imagine how our home was after they watched Set It Off.
Right. And so
if everybody was feeling the movie, man, you know, that movie there.
Yeah.
By the end, it was, you know, adrenaline's rushing.
Yeah.
All type of
everybody
stuff.
Think they Queen Latifah.
Right. They walking. Yes, it was a mess.
And so out of the top 20, you know, we're going to narrow it down, and I'm going to give you my top 10.
Mm-hmm.
And I could be wrong, but this is just where I picked it.
Right.
And you can tell me if, you know, what you think. You can call in tonight at 563-999-3456.
Yes.
You can hit option one, and you can tell us what your top 10 movies are. Tell us, you know, what you think your top 10.
Mm-hmm.
You know, these just the one we went on the, you know, picked off the list, and it was 100 of them. I wasn't going through all of those. But it was 100 of them. We started out with the top 20. But we're going to give you the top 10 of what I think was the best movies of all time.
Right.
Not that they, a lot of them grossed a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people are like, well, that ought to be number one because it grossed way more money. But no, it may gross money, but we're talking about more people watching it.
Okay.
You know, it was more people watching these movies, if, you know, and the money that was gross, that was kind of like, you know, during the beginning of the movie,
mm-hmm.
you know, where, you know, people was going out to the theaters and checking them out, but it grossed a lot of money, but it took a lot of money to make a lot of these movies.
Mm.
But at the end of the day, people are still watching these movies.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm going to start out with my top 10, and this is my top. I'm going to start from 10 all the way up to number one.
Okay.
We're going to give you 10 first, Mandy.
Okay.
I started out with number 10, Coming to America.
Okay.
Coming to America is still a good movie today, and mm-hmm. it grossed a whole lot of money, $128.1 million.
It's a great movie.
It's a great movie, but, you know, it kind of died out. You know, they tried mm-hmm. to recreate it, to bring mm-hmm. it back, and a lot of people feel like it. You know, they, you know, as we was, you know, doing our research and really checking it out, you know, just some movies that you can't create no more. You know, you
That's
just got to let it be what it be.
Right.
And they tried to come back and do the new version, but most people like the original Coming to America. That's mm-hmm. that's number 10.
Okay.
I picked number 9. I picked Jason Leary.
Okay.
It made $20.85 million.
Mm.
That was a good movie.
Mm-hmm.
Jason Leary. And then number 8, man, I picked Soul Food.
Mm-hmm.
It made $400,492,000.
How much?
43 million. $492 for that particular movie.
Okay.
Soul Food, because they got a lot of.
Mm-hmm.
They said that money made a. They and a lot of us didn't even know that.
Right.
You know, and because they said it went all. It would just went all around the world, and they were just making a whole lot of money that.
Wow.
A lot of the actors, and that's the whole big thing, been in Hollywood, they made all this money and they didn't get paid for it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they made way over that, I guess back in that day, they should have got paid way more than what they got paid for.
Right.
But that was a good movie. And then number 7 was Malcolm X to me. Malcolm X is still a great movie, but I put it in category number 7.
Mm-hmm.
It made $73 million.
Mm-hmm. That's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money. Can mm-hmm. a brother get half of that? And then number 6, I gave New Jack City number 6. It made $47.6 million.
Mm.
But you got what you got to really look at. How much did it cost? I didn't really go into that depth to find out how much did it cost to make that movie.
Right.
Because they made a lot of money. Don't mean they got a lot of money because they got to pay for the movie.
Right.
Because so if a movie was 80, if New Jack City, if they had to pay $50 million. To make it, well, they came out to 47.6.
Hmm.
You understand what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
So it doesn't matter how much they made. It depends on how much they cost to make it.
Right.
Before they can get their money back. Because by the time you get through paying all your agents, all your actors, and all you put into the movie,
uh-huh.
really, how much do you really get?
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
That's a good question.
And then I gave Harlem Nights.
Wait a minute. What number was?
That was number 6. So
okay.
This is my pick.
That should have been farther down, but okay.
But well,
in my opinion,
yeah.
Okay.
And so in number 5, I gave Harlem Nights. I put Harlem Nights $95.1 million.
Ooh, that's a lot of money. Mm-hmm. They made a lot of money.
Yeah. And then number 4, because we're going all the way up to number 1.
Okay.
This is just where I put it in the category.
4.
You know, number 4, The Color Purple.
Oh, okay.
$98.4 million.
Okay, okay.
You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of money. Now I was shocked when I pulled this one up because I gave it number 3.
Okay.
Lean on Me.
Oh, that was the movie.
That was the movie.
That was the movie.
But they went way under budget.
What was that?
$31 million.
Ah.
That's all he made.
No.
You know, and so to make that particular movie, to make Lean on Me back in the day, they paid $40 million to make it.
They paid $40 million?
I mean, it took $40 million to make it.
They oh, say, wow.
And they grossed only $31 million.
Mm.
And so that's what I'm saying. Mm. Just because, you know, you make a lot, it all depends on how much you really make in the movie.
Yeah, that's almost heartbreaking for that movie.
Yeah, and then that was number three. My number two movie of all times to me.
To you.
Mm-hmm. To me. Yeah, that's what I said to me.
I know, baby.
Everybody, if you got a different...
Because I'm over here rearranging all your spots.
Yeah,
because
I want you to give me your top 10.
What?
Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh. My number two was Boys in the Hood.
Okay.
You know, I put Boys in the Hood.
To the Boys in the Hood.
57.5 million.
Okay. Well, I knew they was going to make a lot.
And they still, and people, we still watching Boys in the Hood.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm sure people are still watching that movie.
Boys in the Hood, always hard. You don't remember that, do you?
Yeah.
Keep messing with me, we're going to pull your car.
If you start talking that trash.
I know that.
I know what it is. I haven't forgot. I mean, I don't know it all, but I know pieces.
Yeah, and so that was my number two. And my number one.
Let's see what you got.
Let's see what you got.
What you got?
What did I put? I put Malcolm X. No.
You did not. You already said Malcolm X. He down on the list. What you got?
No, Set It Off.
I had a feeling that was going to be number one. Okay.
I said Set It Off was the number one movie because everybody's still watching it.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as you bring it up, you know, it's a conversation.
Uh-huh.
Now, they need to redo that one again. I would think that would
I
be
think
good.
That would be good.
If they redo that was 41.6 million.
Okay. Now, for me, Lean mm-hmm. on Me would have been the first one.
Lean on You would have been the first one? Okay.
Lean on Me.
Lean on Me. but my number one was Set It Off. I thought Set It Off, you know, it plays a lot on a lot of these different apps. It plays a lot on a lot of, you know, cable station. Then people got it on bootleg. People mm-hmm. got it in their VHS, their super VHS.
Do people still sell bootleg?
For sure that. Mm-hmm. Why wouldn't they? That's a business.
Right.
And so that was my top 10. Let me give it to you again. Coming to America, Jason Lyric, Soul Food, uh-huh. Malcolm X, New Jack City, Harlem Nights, The Color Purple,
mm-hmm.
number three, Lean on Me, number two, mm-hmm. Boys in the Hood Are Always mm-hmm. Hard. Keep messing with me, I'm going to pull your card. And then Set It Off.
Okay.
You know, them my top 10. So, man, out of that, what would be your top 10? You want me to give them to you again?
Yeah.
Coming to America, uh-huh. Jason Lyric, uh-huh. Soul Food, uh-huh. Malcolm X, New Jack City, Harlem Nights, Color Purple, Lean on Me.
Uh-huh.
I hear something playing.
Me too.
Lean on Me. Uh-huh. Oh, I know what it is. You know, we got people on the other side of the house. We know you. Boys in the Hood
uh-huh.
and Set It Off.
Mm.
What would be your top 10?
Mm.
That was mine.
Yeah, I don't think, honestly, I don't have a list over here.
Well,
somebody didn't give me my, I can't remember it like that. So.
Let me give it to you again.
No, it's okay. I need to see it. Trust me, I need to see it because I'm going to be calling stuff not even
okay.
on the list.
So what would you put Coming to America?
Coming to America, maybe for me,
mm-hmm.
it may be a 3.
You'll put a 3?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's. Okay, you got that number 3.
Okay.
Okay, what would you put Jason Lyric?
Jason Lyric for me maybe a 6.
Oh wow. Okay. How about Soul Food?
Soul Food 2.
You put Soul
No,
food?
Wait a minute. Maybe 4.
Okay. Mhm. How about Malcolm X?
Malcolm X. 5.
5. You get them 5.
Mm-hmm.
How about New Jack City?
New Jack City 7.
You put New Jack City 7.
Mhm.
Oh, okay. How about Harlem Nights?
Harlem Nights. Let's say 6.
You'll put Harlem Nights 6?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm, okay. How about The Color Purple?
Okay, so I'll go ahead and change out my 5 with Color Purple. With Color Purple.
Miss Silly.
Yeah, because Color Purple was a good movie.
How did you like the new creator of Color Purple? When we went to go see that, Christmas Day, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, I wasn't feeling it.
You wouldn't feel it?
Mm-mm. I mean, it wasn't horrible.
Mm-hmm.
I just wasn't feeling it. But it wasn't horrible.
Oh, okay.
I mean, after the third song, I was mm-hmm. I was done.
Yeah, because a lot of people was it was so much music in it, to a lot of people, like, you know, that's the kind of feedback that I heard, you know, so much music in it, and it's like, you know, they did a lot of singing, but I thought the actors did, I thought each and every one of them did a great job.
I think they did. They mm-hmm. kind of, like, you know, the scenes were a little different.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you this, though. I love the part when Suge walked into the church house.
Mm-hmm.
In the movie, the original Color Purple, her dad rejected her.
Right, right.
But
right.
She sat next to him while he played on the piano, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And there was some acceptance there. So I really liked that part.
You liked that part?
I did.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, you know, I thought it was good. You know, being in 2024,
mm-hmm.
you know, because I believe as I was watching Fantasia, you know, the reason why she accepted the role, because she said when she first did it on Broadway and
mm-hmm.
played it, she was going through a lot of heavy stuff and the weight of it, what she was going through. But now she's, you know, she felt like, you know, this time, because it was a recreative,
mm-hmm.
you know, of imagination, that's why she took the role.
Oh,
and so
okay,
mm-hmm.
okay,
and so it was pretty good. And then number three, Lean On Me.
Oh, I love Lean On Me.
Where you put that at?
I thought I put that number one.
Okay, I just called it out. Well, you probably said it earlier. So the number one would be your Lean On Me. How about Boys in the Hood?
Boys in the Hood.
Always hard.
Maybe like a five.
Oh, a five.
Mm-hmm.
And then how about Set It Off?
Two.
And so what would be your number one?
I thought it was Lean On Me.
Okay, you said, okay.
Eldridge.
Okay.
How are you going to ask me about the same number over and over again?
No, I'm just naming them. Okay, so Lean On Me was your number one.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's good. And so, ladies and gentlemen out there on the phone lines tonight, you know, what was your top 10 black African-American movies of all times? You know, each and every one of these movies, and shout out to each actor, and shout out to producers and writers and creators. You know, mm-hmm. all of these are great movies where you just sit back and chill out and just really check these kind of movies out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, on your downtime, you know, a lot of us, man, we just, we broadcasting this show down in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex, and it's been cold.
Right.
And when it's cold, this is when a lot of people catch up on a lot of these great movies.
It's true. This is true. I you know, there are a lot of great movies.
Mm-hmm.
This is the thing about us.
Mm-hmm.
We may, something may be playing on the television, but it does not mean we're necessarily watching, because
uh-huh.
our schedule is normally really, really busy.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of times where E-Man be like, man, do you want to watch a movie? And we may start out, but it just may not happen that way. But since it has been cold, we had the opportunity to sit back and just really, really watch a movie.
Right, right. And so let me bring this guy in. Mr. Fred Bell, how are you doing this evening, sir?
All right.
Well, welcome to the E-Man After Show for another Sunday night over here on I strolled down and found your number. Man, we talking movies tonight. You know, the top 10 movies. Any one of these movies you remember, Fred Bell?
Oh, I've never seen every last one of the movies.
You seen every last one of them?
Every last one of the movies.
Yeah, yeah. And so, you know, what do you think? What would have been your top? What would have been your top two, Fred, out of all those particular movies that I just named?
See, some of those movies you named are good movies,
mm-hmm.
but then I go back to the old movies like Uptown Saturday Night.
Oh,
man,
you don't wait. That was on the list.
Harry mm-hmm. Brown, Fonte, and them played in, man, those were some of the funniest movies. Bill Cosby, Sidney Poitier.
Yeah.
But out of all those that you named, like, I'm a big Tupac fan.
Okay.
I love Juice.
Yeah, Juice was a good one.
And, and name it. There was another movie you named that was good that
I
man can remember.
Well, Minister Society.
Oh, yeah. Minister Society. It would be my two number. I would see that movie 10 times.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Both of them are some good movies because, man, ain't nothing said back,
yeah.
And, you know, really checking the storyline on them, you know. I mean, you know, especially in Juice because, well, Tupac, he was ruthless in that one, boy. You know, he had his homeboy scared, boy. They didn't know they didn't know if Tupac was after them or not, right? That was a pretty, that was
yeah,
a pretty good
they said it was a change. He thought he was still living in Juice.
Yeah. What was that guy's name? His name was Epps that played in that too, right? What was the other young man? He played in the movie, the basketball movie with the young lady. But I think with the big eyes, I think his name was Epps, you know. But he was scared of Tupac. Omar Epps. He wasn't really scared
of
Tupac.
Omar Epps?
Yeah, yeah.
Right, Omar Epps, that's Mike Thomas.
Mm-hmm.
He looked just like Mike Thomas.
He looked like who, sir?
Mike Thomas.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, man, we're talking top movies tonight. We just, you know, a lot of times when the holiday season is around and, you know, you're just sitting around and just chilling like me and Mandy, you know, we try to get a movie in every now and then. But lately, a few of these movies have been coming on. I turned on and seen the other night, Boys in the Hood was on. Then after Boys in the Hood, Lean on Me was on. And I was like, oh, okay. For some particular reason, every season, I don't know if it's at the new year, they start running. That's another thing that I caught. They start running a lot of these movies. You know, and now that we have a lot of black-owned networks, they're putting them out more and more and more. And it just makes me wonder, are they still getting a lot of residual from them, Mandy?
Hmm.
You know?
Good question.
Mm-hmm.
You know, me and my friend was talking about black movies. You know,
mm-hmm.
man, you cannot find Roots anywhere for free.
Hmm.
And you know what? That's not even on the list either.
Mm-mm.
I'm talking about on the top 100.
You can't find Roots nowhere.
I wonder why did they really take that. I mean, it was a good movie, but I wonder what category they got it in because actually out of the top 10, I don't even think I even seen Roots even on there. It might be. But you will have to stroll down and really find it. You would think it would just stand out. But I think because of the type of movie it was, I'm not for sure.
Yeah. It would probably be a mini-series.
Huh?
It would probably be a mini-series.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it was put in parts. So.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Man, I was a little boy watching. But I remember when they created that movie, boy, our parents bring us in and sit us down to watch that movie.
Mm.
They want us to understand the history. They want us to understand what it was all about,
right.
You know.
Right.
And, Kuta Kinte. Kuta Kinte.
Yeah, I'm going to go search
We started looking at white people different at school. The teacher. We started looking at them different. Like, man, we didn't know y'all did this to us.
Yeah. Life became different after that movie. And that's probably why they pulled it, too. They might need to bring it back before we go to the election. You know, but yeah, there were some great movies, man. And on tonight, we're talking movies, and I seen your number, and I said, let me bring Fred Bell in and see what he think, you know. And so, man, we want to appreciate you listening. We're getting ready to do another segment of yours, but thank you for hanging out with us on tonight over here on the E-Man After Show. This is what we're doing for 2 hours now, brother.
No problem.
You had a blessed day. Well, I see you out there on TikTok now, brother.
Oh, yeah, I put out on TikTok. A whole bunch of people that started sending messages for me, liked the video. I was like, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, keep up the good work, man. It's always the ladies and gentlemen that's on the phone lines, on the network. This is the young man that does the segment, you know, here on the E-Man After Show. And, yeah, you can follow him at Fred.Bell over there on Facebook and TikTok. You enjoy his encouraging word. But, man, you keep up the great work. Man is over here chilling like a bug.
I am.
Dr. Free?
Yes, sir. What's up, man?
Not much, just listening. Sometimes when you go to the phone line, I let you guys just talk for a moment. It gives me a minute to just rest. But I'm good. How are you this evening?
I'm doing fine.
Good. I did go on to YouTube because I heard you state that the movie Roots, and that's all I see is just little like snippets of it, but I don't see that it can be ordered. Yeah, that's weird. Interesting.
Yeah, they took that down for a reason.
Must have been impactful.
No. Yeah, they took that down for a whole particular reason. Like, no, we don't want to say nobody in this area. The times are different now. You ain't cutting off nobody's foot this year. Not in 2024, they don't retaliate.
Right.
You know. But, yeah, man, we just wanted to bring you in for a moment and holler at you and hope you have a blessed week on this week. And
yes,
keep up the great work,
you
my
sure?
man. All right. We'll
talk All right.
To you. All right. Peace. Ladies and gentlemen, that's Fred D. Bell. He does a segment over here. We're going to run this segment about 3 or 4 more minutes.
Mm-hmm.
He's doing it on the E-Man After Show just as well. And I tell you what, man, roots,
mm-hmm.
when we was, because we were breaking barriers at that time. And racism, where it is today,
mm-hmm.
it was a little bit different. And so it was, you know, when you sit back and the creator of Spielberg, when he was doing those type of movies,
right.
man, with the time that we was in, if they played that now with MAGA, the way MAGA is and all of that, you know, with
mm-hmm.
the Trumps and all, it wouldn't be nice.
Mm. mm.
You know, with all the police brutality, killing our black boys and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
No, you don't want to play that movie right about now.
Right.
You'll set off a whole riot. You know what I'm saying? Because
mm-hmm.
of the mentality of where we are today.
Mm-hmm.
Where we are today mentally and the mentality,
mm-hmm.
people are getting looked at a whole lot different.
Right.
Yeah. But Roots was a good movie, though.
Mm-hmm.
It was one of those movies where people cried. It
right.
was one of those movies where people were sad. It was one of those people was happy because it had so much. It was now that was an impactful movie for that time and that generation of where we was going.
Mm-hmm.
And for you to really, really see that, you know, see someone get lynched and whooped like they was crucified, like they was Jesus, that
mm-hmm.
wasn't that nice. You
right,
know?
Right.
And you don't want to bring that up in 2024. You'd be like, what in the hell
what
something
in
gonna
the
happen
world?
To the world?
Yeah. Okay.
You know, they're going to need AI. They're going to need the president to do a whole lot of AI. you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Yes, and so ladies and gentlemen, on the phone lines on tonight, we want to thank you guys. We're hanging out tonight over here on the E-Man After Show. Man is in the building.
Right.
Yeah.
Good evening, everyone.
Yeah. Yeah, we want to appreciate it. Hope you guys have had a blessed and marvelous day on today. It's been
mm-hmm.
It was beautiful out today because we down in the Dallas-Fort Worth metropolitan, we had a lot of rain this week.
Yes.
And a lot of rain. And
this week?
Yeah, this week it's been raining. It's kind of started over there Tuesday,
oh,
Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, you know, in some areas, some people got a lot, some people didn't.
Mm-hmm.
But it was kind of a little nasty, but it kind of like yesterday, it was just a little cool for a minute, but
right.
today, boy, it was beautiful. Beautiful.
Yes, it was.
The sun, the Lord, but you know, it just kind of, I'm seeing it this way.
Okay.
And this is to no matter who we are before we go into this great segment. It's just a leeway into this great segment.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of, life is like that. When you got a storm and it's raining in your life,
mm-hmm.
you just got to keep on living because sooner or later,
the
sun is going to shine after a while.
Right.
And so all week long it's been raining,
mm-hmm.
you know, in different parts. It may not be raining in somebody's life.
Mm-hmm.
But in somebody else's life, it may be. It may be raining in your marriage.
Mm-hmm.
It may be raining in your finances.
Mm-hmm.
It may be raining with your kids.
Right.
It may be raining at your job.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to hang on in there because after a while, the sun is going to shine again. And so all week long, as I slipped and slid to work, came home, it was gloomy and you was, you know, taking
mm-hmm.
your time. You know, with your windshield wipers on, you had the heat going, and some places you had to slow up because it was rain. Hell, you ever been raining and it's just a little rain, then you hit a spot and it just poured down like, man,
mm-hmm.
it went raining back up like that. And
mm-hmm.
you had to hit them windshield wipers where they go real, real fast.
Right.
It did a lot of that. But today, because I made it through all week,
mm-hmm.
and we made it through all week, we was able to see the sun shining.
True.
And so to whoever you is out there on the network on tonight, no matter what's happening in there, if it's raining in your life, the sun's going to shine again.
That's right.
And so y'all guys keep it locked. We're going to go check out our segment over here on We Talk Radio Network. It is Fred Bell, Encouragement for the Soul. That's just my little encouragement for tonight. We'll
mm-hmm.
be back with more of the E-Man After Show right after this.
You are now tuned in to Encouragement for Your Soul with Fred Bell.
I want to thank each and every one of you for joining me for the encouraging word of tonight. And this word should encourage each and every one of us to thank God for keeping us in the boiling water long enough to be done. And if I'm talking to anybody tonight, or if anyone's listening, I know each and every one of us has cooked something before. But the easiest thing for us to cook is to boil something. But in order to boil something, we have to let the water get to a certain temperature for the boiling process to take place. But in order to get what's needed out of it, we have to leave it in the water long enough, meaning we have to let it boil to a point where we can get all the nutrients out. Like tea, you have to leave tea in boiling water long enough to get all the nutrients out of it. If you just dip the tea in the water, you're not going to get what you need out of the tea because the tea did not stay in there long enough. But if we take this back to Bible, we can use Job chapter 23, verse 10, which says, "He knows where I'm going. When he tests me, I will come out as pure gold." Job knew that he was being tested by God, and Job knew he would come out a better person. So I ask you today, whatever you may be going through or have been through, you're just being boiled long enough to get what's needed out of you. And whatever your situation was or is that you're going through, you will come through it as pure gold. For if he would have taken you out, meaning God, if he would have took you out of the situation too early, he would not have gotten out of you what he needed to get out of you to make you where you are today or make you the person you are today. I take the situation in 1994 when I went to jail for something that I did not do. But I prayed each and every day for God to get me out of the situation the next day. But he did not get me out of that situation the next day. But if I would have got out of that situation, would I be the person I am today? More than likely, probably not. But he kept me in that situation long enough to boil me, to get what he needed out of me. I prayed each and every day for God to remove me from that situation. And as I prayed and I prayed and I prayed, he boiled me for 30 days and he removed me from that situation. And I was a changed person from that point up until now. So if you're going through something tonight, yesterday, or if you go through something next week, next year, remember, there's a process in being boiled. God is only letting you boil till he gets what he needs out of you to make you into what he needs you to be. If he takes you out of that situation too early, the process will not be complete. So whatever you're going through, thank God for the boiling process and thank him for not taking you out too early. I hope this word encourages someone to know that God will never leave or never forsake you. He will never leave you in the water too long. Amen, and have a blessed night.
You have just been motivated, inspired with encouragement for your soul with Fred Bell.
You're listening to The Sound.
Good thing too. See, I don't want to lose. I used to thing out every night, running round in the clubs. Yeah, I thought I had everything. I thought I never needed love. That's when God sent an angel straight down from up above. She came and swept me off my feet, showed me the meaning of true love. Now my friends, yeah, they ask me why I don't hang like I used to. Some even laugh and call the name like old man and party pooper. But I found me a good thing, and I don't care what they say. Tell them when I get time I might come through, but I can't come through the day. Can't stay too long, I gotta keep moving. My girl, she waits.
Keep on rolling. Oh yeah, to think our life's gonna keep on the door. I call Kim up on the phone. Big Kim, we don't fuss and fight. With Kim, I ain't never wrong. Or I might just go call Keisha, go get my party on. See, I know if I ever get hungry and I want me something good to eat, I can pick up my phone and call GP. She'll fix something nice and sweet. If you wanna leave, go ahead and leave, baby. One thing that I found out, I can't have one woman, gotta have three. One woman just to hold me down, one woman just to lift me up.
Oh, yeah.
And I gotta at least have one woman on the side that really don't give. So if you wanna leave, baby, go ahead and leave, yeah. There's one thing that I found out, I can't have one woman, gotta have three. One woman just to hold me down, one woman just to lift me up. And I got at least have one woman on the side that really don't give. If you wanna go, baby, go ahead and walk out the door. But one thing that you gotta remember is one monkey don't stop no show. If you wanna go, baby, go ahead and walk out the door. But one thing that you gotta remember is one monkey don't stop no show. This train gon' keep on rolling. Oh yeah, to think our life gon' keep on going, oh yeah. This train gon' keep on rolling, oh yeah. Think our life gon' keep on going, oh yeah.
Up with what's happening on the We Talk Radio Network by following us on our social media sites. You can get to know us better on all our social media platforms. It's a great way to learn about our radio shows, videos, blogs, community programs, events, and more. We'd love for you to connect with us. Find us on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, LinkedIn, and Twitter. Get connected. Stay connected with We Talk Radio, We Talk Radio Network. Check us out at WeTalkRadio.com. Man, we talk, we listen, we make it happen.
Yes, it is. It is the E-Man After Show. We're back. We're back. Keep on rolling. You got to keep on rolling. Listen, don't know one monkey stop no show.
Right.
Want to appreciate y'all. Shout out to King George. You know, man, that brother there, you know, there's some hits right there, man. You don't know nothing about that. Keep
I
on
know
rolling
you really
too long.
Enjoyed the show.
Yeah, just the beat. It's just a great vibe. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
And we're getting ready to do some interviews for some of the artists over there on Southern Soul. A lot of these blue artists and writers and, you know, they put out a lot of great music. We've got a guy coming up real soon, you know, Gerald Shred. We're going to be talking with him. You know, he got a couple of books out. And, man, he, you know, a lot of these guys done played the blues. They, you know. They mm-hmm. some great artists over there on Southern Soul artists around the Globe Network.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Mr. Curtis Frazier. You're getting ready to do a lot of great interviews with these. You know, man, just to be honest with you, man, our people are significant people.
Yes, yes.
You know, when you sit back, I don't care what age and stage in life.
Mm-hmm.
When you sit back and listen to these brothers, the way they write, you know, back when we grew up. Ain't no shade to the young people, but they had some real lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
They music that they wrote and they sat down and they talked about. It was real life stuff.
This is true.
Put a nice beat to it.
Uh-huh.
Like King George, You know, you got to keep on rolling. Don't know one monkey stop no show. you understand what I'm saying? And then when the beat is catchy, it's all of that in a bag of chips, dip, peanut, and a Diet Coke.
Right.
And so on the E-Man After Show, to those of you that's listening out on both networks on tonight, Southern Soul and We Talk, you know, we getting ready this year to interview quite a bit of these artists.
Right.
You know, and we're going to enjoy talking with them, bringing them on. And I want to appreciate all of you guys, to all of you out there. We want you to stay locked, keep it locked right here on the E-Man After Show. Because next Sunday night, man, when we come back, I believe it's the first Sunday of the month, right?
Yes.
This is the last Sunday of the month. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so next Sunday night, which will be the 4th of February, you know, we got Bible study on the E-Man After Show.
We have Bible study.
Uh-huh. And so we're bringing that back, and we have, listen, last year in 2023 when we started, we had Fred Bell. He started us out. And this in 2024, we got Bishop Fred Thomas. He going to start us out.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Bishop Fred Thomas is going to start us out in February of 2024. He got a word already. Spoke with him this week. So we just standing by on tiptoe expectations of what, you know, he's going to be teaching.
Amen.
Yeah, and so we're bringing that segment back just as well. And it just really just to challenge those of you that kind of been out of your Bible, or just get back, what we call back to the Bible, just get back in that word, because we need that word. Because life be life, man. You got to have that word to make it through.
Amen.
And so shout out to you, Bishop Fred. If you out there listening on tonight, we looking forward to have you on next Sunday night.
Mm-hmm.
And then we do some interviews over there for some of the brothers over there on Southern Soul. And E-Man After Show, you know, kicked off for the new year.
Right.
Man, thank God for another whole year. We have made it to 2024.
Yes.
You know, let's flow. Don't be slow in 2024. That's my slogan.
All
let's
right
flow.
Now.
Don't be slow in 2024.
All right.
You got a movie over there that you ain't got no movie you want to put out?
Listen, I am a...
You know, put it in our top 10 list. We've been talking movies tonight.
We have been.
You know, and I gave y'all my top 10. We said 10, I said Coming to America. At 9, I said Jason Leary. Number 8.
Oh, listen. Okay, I just thought of one that was really, really good. Flowers in the Attic.
Flowers in the Attic.
Yeah, so have you watched
it? Never heard of it.
Okay, so it's about a mom. It was a family. And a mom, she had left her mother's home.
Okay.
And she traveled. She came back with kids, right? And in order for her to marry and receive money, well, as the movie played, come to find out the reason why her family disowned her, she ran away with her uncle. And she had children by her uncle, but that was like kind of hidden through the movie. So when the kids came and the grandma locked the kids in the attic, you know, and the mom went on with her life as if they did not exist.
Okay.
So it was really, really a good movie. I don't know. It's two of them now. It was a remake, but the original was really, really good.
Well, and the name of it again was what?
Flowers in the Attic.
Flowers in the Attic. Pull it up, see if we can watch it.
Oh, yeah. I would love to watch that.
Oh, okay. I never seen it. But, you know, we was talking movies tonight, the top 10, and we just put a few of them out there. And we know you guys probably had different ones that you listened to that you could put in your category. But once again, I started out with Coming to America. Jason Leary was number 9. Soul Food was number 8. Malcolm X was number 7. And New Jack City was number 6. Harlem Nights was number 5. And number 4 was The Color Purple. Number 3 was Lean on Me.
Yeah, that was the movie.
You know, that was number 3. And, I just love Boys in the Hood, Always Hard. Keep messing with me, we're going to pull the car. But that was just a good movie. Then Set It Off. Ain't nothing like Queen Latifah. Boy, Queen Latifah, she took some bullets, didn't she?
She did.
Boy, Queen Latifah, she, you know, whatever she was on, yeah. Yeah, boy, Queen Latifah, she played that role. You know, I always thought she was beautiful, too. She still is, but Queen Latifah is beautiful.
She really is.
You know, and so I'm talking about in real life, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, I met her when I did the Image Awards in L.A. back when I did the Image Award with Bishop Jake. You know, we went up there because he got an award, and that's when I met Neil Long, the Soul Food cast. I met who else was that? What was his name that played with Neil Long in the the Snap movie, Lorraine Tate.
Okay.
I met Lorraine Tate. Of course, your Soul Food was out at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And then I met Queen Latifah. Then we met, who else was that on the set that night? It was quite a bit of getting awards. And, you know, in the media room, man, I was there with Bishop Jakes. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, I had my camera right in between Entertainment Tonight and all the rest of them up there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I remember that well. Dwayne remember that. Call us up, Dwayne. He remember that, man. And mm-hmm. it was just a great night. And, man, Queen Latifah, all of them, they was just off the chain. You know, at that time, they were just coming up, you know.
Okay.
But, yeah, man, it's she played that role, and to Jada Pickett and to Kimberly Elise and to Vivica Fox.
Mm-hmm.
To me, that's just the movie of all time. When you sit back just really watching that, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And all of them surviving, Jada was the only one survived.
Yeah.
You know, wonder why that is. Little Mama Jada is the only one survived. You know what I'm saying? They shot Kimberly Elise in the robbery. Then they shot Vivica Fox on the run, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Then Queen Latifah, they got her at the end. And Jada ended up with all the money across the world somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was a good movie, man.
Mm-hmm.
So that was my number one pick over here on the E-Man After Show.
All right.
But, man, we want to appreciate all you guys that have joined us on tonight. Come back next Sunday night. We're doing Bible study on the E-Man After Show. We got Bishop Thomas, Fred Thomas. He'll be with us. He's from the Fish Network Church, right?
Yes.
Yeah, yes. And so we want to preach Fish Network. And we're going to have him joining us next Sunday night with that word. But, man, we hope you guys have a blessed and productive week.
Mm-hmm.
I got a thought for you tonight, man. It's real simple.
All right.
Just before we end this show. And my thought is this. I call it the E-Man Thoughts over here on the E-Man After Show.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's time for me to go because I'm getting tired. It's 11 o'clock. Listen, I'm going to leave you with this thought. Just something to ponder on.
Okay.
Everything is not always good, but God is good in everything.
Yes.
It's just that simple. Everything in life is not always good, but remember, God is good in everything.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all ponder on that this week, and hope you guys have a blessed and productive week. Join us back next Sunday night. Well, man, let's pack up our bags, and they're like we just going somewhere. We're going in the next room.
All right.
Well, thank you for tonight, Mandy. Thank you guys that's been on the networks on tonight. Y'all keep God first, and we'll see y'all next week. So, Mandy, let's thank B.
Yeah, Jesus.
Because we believe in God.
Because God believes in me.
And we're all living proof.
Good night, everyone.
Good night. Peace.
Mama, I'm not dealing with this. That's the man that I chose. And that's the end of this conversation. I'm not your little girl anymore, Lord.
Can't apologize for who I am. This may be something you can't understand. Spend so much time here in this great big world, trying hard to be your little girl. But now I'm older and a little bit wiser, and though I love you, I've got my own desire, yes. There's a woman in me that needs to be free, and she
thanks for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network.